Hi friends, welcome to the Modern Mamas Podcast. We're two modern mamas with the goal to inspire empowerment, self-love, deep physical and spiritual nourishment, holistic health, and joy, no matter your journey, gender, or perspective. I'm Laura of Radical Roots. I'm a certified CrossFit trainer, certified nutrition consultant, and mama to Evie Wilder.
And I'm Jess of Hold the Space Wellness. I'm a level one CrossFit trainer, a licensed and certified athletic trainer with a master's in kinesiology and mama to Baron Camille. Please note that while we're here to provide advice and insights, we aren't medical practitioners and always recommend that you check with a trusted provider before implementing any changes. Thanks for joining us. We're so happy you're here.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another one of our favorite episodes. It's a catch-up episode week.
Yay!
It's so fun because Jess and I now have just, we've got so much going on. We're both trying to find a rhythm. And so genuinely, the only time we really get to catch up is in these episodes. And I know I've said it before, but it feels so good to just sit here and get to talk to you. Today, I don't get to look at your face because you're recording from your car, yes?
Yes, recording from my car.
It's in the rain?
Yeah, in the rain. So don't hate me if you can hear. Don't like leave a bad review. Great, great podcast, but that rain sound in the background really just took away or anything like that.
I don't even hear that, it, but I kind of wish I did. I feel like the rain makes it, rain is so soothing. I kind of wish I could hear it.
It's very soothing. It's real life. And that's what our podcast is about.
Yes. All the real life. We are in the thick of it. Before we dive into all the things, catch up and holidays and gratitude and life in general, we definitely want to keep doing this where we read reviews because first off, it just gives me all the warm fuzzies. And then also, we love to give a shout out to those of you who take the time to read a review because it means so much to us. We can't really express it through our own words. So we're just going to keep reading yours to make ourselves feel great and to hopefully make you guys get fuzzy feels as well. I'm going to read the first one. The first one is from Lizzie S6. She says, I found this podcast during my maternity leave. As a first-time mama, I learned how important having a physical and virtual support system is. Jess and Laura have great insight and fabulous guests, not to mention the awesome Facebook group. Cheers to all the mamas supporting each other. And I love this one because I feel like it just kind of like sums up our, the whole point of starting this podcast was to create a community. And I know for a fact that we've done that and it feels so wonderful. And on that note, actually, guys, we are planning a 100th episode event where this community can actually come together and meet in person.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yeah, so mark your calendars.
We decided Santa Cruz, right?
Santa Cruz. It's happening in Santa Cruz. I've reached out to, I'm going to fill an ambassador for Primal Kitchen, which is a brand new restaurant that's like 100% paleo primal. They'll have dry farm wine there, all really high quality, locally sourced organic food, et cetera, et cetera. And their grand opening is coming in the next month or so. And so I've been talking to them and I'm pretty sure we're going to be able to have it there. And we're going to do like we're going to record a podcast episode with live Q&A and all the things. So we're thinking at this point, either last weekend of February or first weekend of March. So if you're interested, shoot us an email, let us know, send us DMs. We're kind of tabulating right now numbers and interests and all that, but it is happening even if it's just Jess and I. So hopefully we'll see you there.
We'll be there hanging out with our microphone.
It's literally a dream of ours to get, we've talked about this since the beginning, to like get our community together. And this will be the first of many in-person events, no doubt, but we're pretty jazzed on it, so stay tuned.
I'm so jazzed.
Yeah.
Ugh, cannot wait. Okay, should I read mine?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. LM878 says, Jess and Laura are fun and judgment-free, creating a safe space for all things. Listening a year later, and I'm still obsessed. And we are obsessed with you, too.
I wish I knew her actual name, LM878.
LM, we love you.
We love you.
That was me looking inside your window the other night. I found you and I was watching you sleep.
Cooking all day makes you weird.
I know, seriously. It's like, yeah, it does. It makes me weird. I need people.
Weird is my favorite. So good.
Oh, man.
Sweet. Well, do you want to dive into some updates? Do you want to go first or shall I? Or what's the latest?
I'll go first. I feel like you have the most change because we were joking about this, not joking about, but talking about it. It's like I'm like maybe like a month ahead of you in all the like big life changes. Yeah. So my life is a little less hectic probably than yours is right now. So I'll go first because right, I really want to hear about yours.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. I had my birthday on Wednesday, which was exciting and fun. I turned 35 years old and like, I'm definitely not one of those people that's like shy about sharing my age. I really don't care. Is that weird? Like, I don't know. People are like, I guess. Okay. So back up. I have a friend group that I regularly engage with and I still do not know the age of one of our friends.
Oh,
she like refuses to tell us how old she is. And I'm like, dude, why? Like, I'm just not comfortable sharing. I'm like, I don't understand. I don't understand.
I don't either.
So anyways, 35, my husband jokes that I'm closer to 40 now than I am to 30, which again, doesn't really bother me at all. Cause I truly feel as I age, I care so much less about that sort of thing, which is a blessing.
Yeah. There's other things to worry about. And age is just a number, honestly. Like, especially you take such good care of yourself. And that matters, I think, more than any number.
Right. But I do remember, like, being in my 20s and be like, oh, my God, when I'm 30, I'm going to be so old. And it's like, I don't know. It's just funny to, like, think back about the way I used to be in a lot of ways. I mean, I'm still the same person, but drastically different.
Yeah, a lot of growth, which that's the ideal, right? Rusty and I always talk about how every year should be the best year in some capacity, right? Like, you're trying to always – otherwise, you're just stuck and you're kind of in this fixed mindset. But if you can continue to, like, grow and enjoy the year you're in I believe in reminiscing, but not like fantasizing living about being back in another time or whatever the case may be. Because whatever made you happy in your 20s or whatever, like, why can't you still, what is it, what's stopping you from having that now?
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. So. You know, and as I get older, I'm just like, I feel like I don't know. I guess perspective is skewed because when I'm 40, I'll probably look back at my 35-year-old self and be like, oh, honey child, you had so much to learn.
We always do. Love it.
So I just feel I had a great birthday. It was pretty low key. We're actually going to do like a dinner on Saturday. Tim's going to cook my favorite meal, which is fried shrimp. And it's probably going to be full of gluten and like fried, like home style because
Texas,
you know, it's because Texas and because that's the way I like it. When I truly like it like that.
So, yeah. Good for you.
I don't eat it like 24/7, but like, by goodness, on my birthday, I'm going to do that. And let's see, it was really funny because you guys don't really know my husband too well. He was on the podcast. He's very quiet. He's an introvert and he's not a words of affirmation type person. Like, I'm always like the one that's saying, for my birthday, would you just write me a sweet message? Or like, you know, post something about me on Facebook because I'm crazy like that. Words of affirmation all the way. And he's like, he did it 2 years ago and it was like the best thing ever. And then this year I go on Facebook and I notice I was tagged in something that he posted. I was like, oh, he wrote me a sweet note. He just reposted the thing from 2 years ago.
And oh,
was
I
like,
love
I
it.
Still feel the same. I was like, good job, babe. But so anyways, I was just laughing the whole day pretty much. Like, he's just like, I don't know. He's just low key. Well, it turns out like we have a Bible study every Wednesday night and he had like spent all day like putting together this little notebook of like, he had asked all of our Bible study people and our close friends to like write something that they loved about me. And he like printed it out at Kinko's. He took Bear and they like printed out this little book and he got me flowers.
Oh,
and so
gosh.
When we walked into the Bible study, it was like all there. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, so surprised because that's not him. Like, that was a really big stretch for him and it made it even more special.
That's,
you know?
So sweet. Yeah, when you know each other's love languages, I feel like it makes acts that are done that much more special because you know the thought that went into it, especially if you know that that's not the language they usually speak or whatever the case may be.
Yes,
that's
totally.
So cool. How sweet. Yeah. Sounds like a lovely day.
It was a lovely day. It was pretty uneventful. We did brunch and I don't know. It was just my kind of day. I'm not one, like, as much as I love words of affirmation and stuff, it was still kind of like awkward for me to like, cause they read them out loud and I was like, oh my God, I'm embarrassed.
No.
Hearing all these positive things about me. It made me cry.
That's
of course,
so sweet.
But,
of course.
It was really nice.
That's awesome.
So
happy birthday, friend.
And then thank you. It was a great day. I got so much love, which felt really nice. But, I'm trying to think what else is going on. Work is just plowing forward with Fed and Fit stuff and Beauty Counter. I mean, you, Laura and I had like this is like a very busy season with Beauty Counter for both of us, which is a blessing, hugely a blessing. Mm-hmm. It's been phenomenal. I'm sure Laura will talk about it as well, building our teams and getting to connect with the women that we work with and support. And so that was busy. It was a busy month last month. And let's see. I don't think anything is new with the kiddos. Loved all you guys' feedback about the school question that I had last time. Got so many good perspectives from kids, like grown adults that were kind of similar to Bear that had perspective to offer up. And then teachers within the public school system and just people of all, from all part, like ways of life, Montessori teachers and public school and everyone just kind of reached out and really, really kind of empowered me with a lot of information. So we still don't know what we're going to do, but I at least feel like we have a lot of education to work with. So
that's awesome.
Thank you guys for that. What else? What else? Laura and I are going to be going to Palm Beach next month. I'm so excited. We're going to be rooming together and sharing a king size bed and spooning
all night. I'm gonna starfish and then I'm gonna snuggle you because it's gonna be so weird not having Evie like snuggled up next to me.
I know. Oh. It'll be okay.
So many mixed emotions.
It's gonna be. It's difficult. It's difficult to leave your baby for that long. And I'm sure you probably will.
But like I told you before we got online, my dress just came for the like cocktail fancy night and it is tight and it is high cut in the front and like the back goes like all the way down to my butt. And I was like, yeah. I can never wear this and nurse her. My boobs are fully covered and it feels so good to not have to pop one out. But I was like, I'm going to get like the least nursing friendly dress possible. But man, I felt so hot when I just put that on and my hair is like a mess and I like worked out earlier and I'm kind of stinky, but, putting on that dress, I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Down with Mom's my bad stuff. So, yeah. It's going to be so fun. I'm really, really excited.
I'm excited too. It's going to be nice to be pampered. Like I can't remember the last time I just got pampered, like got to sleep in and do, you know, fun things with my girlfriends and, mm-hmm. you know, eat fantastic food and all that stuff. So I'm excited.
Drink good wine. On that note, last night I had a Beauty Counter social that I went to and it's at a wine bar and I just really didn't feel like having any wine. And I'm the kind of person where like, if I feel like having a glass, I'm going to enjoy a glass or two, maybe three sometimes, or I'm going to have none if I don't feel like it. And I don't feel, for me, like the pressure situations, like I'm just unfazed by that at this point with food and drink and whatever it is. And so I did a little post about that on my stories about how like, hey, I'm showing up to a wine bar event with a cup of tea and I'm okay with that. And it's okay for you to be okay with that too, or whatever the case may be. And I had like six people ask if I was pregnant.
Why is that the first thing?
I don't know. So funny. Maybe, if I was pregnant, I wouldn't be like, hey, I'm not drinking tonight, because it just didn't even occur to me that people would ask that, but I'm not.
Yeah. That's funny. Oh my gosh.
And that the reason what made me think of that is because Rusty and I have talked about like this trip, I don't want to be pregnant for, and we're not trying, like I'm, you know, and that's, that information will come on a need to know, like as I feel like it basis and whatnot. But one of the big things is like, I want to enjoy this. It's going to be my first time away from her ever. I did one night away for a seminar and it was not great. And I was very emotional. And so I'm looking forward to this trip and just like processing my feelings around that and being away for 3 nights. And I'm just grateful that I get to share a bed with you because I'm going to need some support.
I'll hold you while you cry. Don't worry.
Thanks. Oh man, it's going to be awesome and wonderful. And what's extra interesting is we're going to be in the van already living up in Washington at the time. So Rusty's going to stay with his best friend on his property in the van with Evie and the dogs. And I'm flying out of Seattle, which is crazy to think about.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But it's only like a month away.
I know. What's today? The 5th?
Today's the 7th? 7th.
Oh my God. And we fly out the 10th.
Yeah.
What a trip.
So crazy.
Yeah. So that's going to be incredible. I'm so excited. Mostly just to like wear a swimsuit for 3 days straight and like hang out and be warm and hang with my girlfriends and eat good food and drink good wine and just soak it all in. It's going to be so incredible. And it's crazy to think like a year ago, I never would have thought that I would have gotten this trip. And so what a treat.
I know.
What a year it's been.
Do what?
What a year it's been.
I know. And we're going to get to see some of our favorite people.
Mm-hmm. All in one place for 3 days.
All in one place. It's going to be incredible. So mm-hmm. just be on the lookout for Instagram overload
totally
on that day. I think that's everything for me. I'm trying to, yeah, I think that's all the big things. So why don't you fill us in on your life?
All right. Life. Currently staying at my parents. We've done a lot of traveling in the interim. We dropped the van off up in Placerville with a company called Adventure to do our build out the first week of November. And it's supposed to be 5 weeks, but like as things go in life, there's delays, which has taught me some very good lessons in patience. This whole period has been incredible for me, just in learning about patience, learning about being present, focusing on really like putting into practice what I talk about a lot, which is like flipping the script and focusing on the good and the stories that we tell ourselves. Like, you know, it's like we can refocus on the things that are just such blessings in our lives versus focusing on the things that frustrate us, because ultimately this whole experience that we're having, we have the opportunity to move into a van and we have the opportunity to travel the country and to meet people. And the fact that there's like a little hiccup and we have to spend some time at my parents, is in, if we come full circle, it's a blessing that we even have this space to live for free in the time where the van gets worked on. And, you know, we get to be here through the holidays and then we'll be on our first adventure. And so in any case, the van, we get it back. They've given us the date of December 19th. And so we'll go pick it up and spend a night at some friends in Davis and then come back here and get it loaded and packed and enjoy the last few days before the holiday. And then Christmas Eve and Christmas morning we'll spend at my parents, and then we'll begin. We're actually camping. And this I can kind of dive into when we talk about holidays, but we're going to camp in Big Basin the 25th and 26th. And then we're heading up to Mendocino for a couple nights and then Eureka, and then all the way up. We'll probably do a night in Portland and then all the way to Port Townsend, which is the small crunchy town we lived in for a year back in 2016. And then we'll spend some time in Squim, and I'll be flying out from there to the Beauty Counter extravaganza, and then back, I'm flying back to Portland, and Rusty and Evie will meet me in Portland, and then we're going to head, actually hang out there for a week. And then I am taking the level one, the CrossFit level one seminar, not because I'm expiring anything. I'm a level three trainer, but I just really wanted to do it, and they were gracious enough to give me a free spot. And so I'm going to take that in Portland, and then we're going to drive out to Montana for probably like a week and a half, stop in Idaho on the way, and then come back, hit Southern Oregon, visit Rusty's dad, and then go through Northern California and stay in Redding for a few nights at Kezia's house. She's the Whole Food Diary. We're going to stay at their Airbnb and spend some time with them. And then we'll be back in the Bay Area, Santa Cruz, like, I don't know, second week of February. So that's the first trip. And we are just so excited. And we're slowly like outfitting ourselves and getting what we need, trying to do it affordably with like, that's what basically all we used Black Friday sales for, was to find things for the van. So just like getting, like making sure we each have like one really warm coat, one outer layer, base layers, and then like the proper blankets. We just bought this really cool charging unit that we'll be able to like charge our, or plug in a space heater and charge our phones and our computers and all that. And we're considering actually getting an Instant Pot. But stay tuned. We're going to be creating a vlog. So we will share all of our adventures and what works and what doesn't, the good, the bad, the ugly, the shit on there. Because people have been
You said a vlog or a vlog?
A vlog. A vlog. Yeah. Okay. So it's going to be on YouTube and we're going to do a weekly video. And I'm really excited about that. So that is that. There's the van update. We're super thrilled. So if you guys have suggestions on where we should go, I will say like this trip is not as extended as the big US trip will be. So, and also it's weather dependent. So like we really want to go to Bend, Oregon, for instance, but it's in the middle of winter and that place can be hard to get to. So it's going to kind of, well, we're going to play, it's going to be playing it by ear, but we're open to any and all suggestions and places to eat, things to see. Feel free to DM me or email's great, 'cause I'm actually saving emails into folders of places to see and things to do while we are on the road. So that is that.
When are you coming to Texas?
On the way out to Connecticut. So that'll be like April.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're planning. We already mapped it out. San Antonio is on the list. So we're going to probably spend a couple nights there and cannot wait.
I can't wait. That's a good time to come. The weather's not going to be blazing hot.
Okay. That's my jam.
That's perfect.
Awesome. Yeah. And then just kind of like falling into an entrepreneur rhythm here, figuring out what works well for Rusty and I, while we're at my parents, and then with the understanding that it's going to shift once we, are in the van. But I know that for myself, I really, with the work that I'm doing and the stuff that I'm creating right now, I need like 3 hours at least of just uninterrupted like sit down, look down, no distractions. I can't even be at my parents' house. And so what I've been doing is waking up early, going downstairs, making coffee, doing my flow, swinging my kettlebell, and then I'll pack up and go to a local coffee shop and sit there and just hammer. And it feels really, really good. And then I'm able to, like, when I wrap and I get home, and then I'm able to be present. And then usually Rusty and I will, like, get a little workout in together and have lunch, and then I'll put Evie down, and then he'll take off and go for a couple hours because he's really settling in beautifully to, like, his role with the business in terms of, like, finances, and he's gonna be doing the editing and stuff. And so we're really trying to figure out this cohesion of being a couple, obviously, that's super in love, and then also working in this partnership with building a business. And so it's been cool. And, you know, it's just a matter of still, we're still figuring out our rhythm, and it's going to be probably a van lifetime of that, but we're figuring out, like, when each of us works best, and Evie's falling into a good rhythm as well. And so, yeah, that's kind of where we're at with that whole situation, and just expect more to come in terms of what I keep saying, like, I'm creating stuff, but there's stuff coming your way, and I'm really excited. And Jess and I have some stuff in the lineup as well that we're so excited to share. And that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And then I think the last thing is that we just got back from Colorado. Evie and I went solo to visit Claire of Girls Gone Wad and her little guy Miles and her husband Brandon, and it was such a treat. I learned a lot in that trip because Evie was on 14 planes, like, before she turned one, and then it's been a stretch, and now this is her first flight in a little while, at least just with me. We did San Diego, and that was short and easy with both of us, but she just wants to be, you know, she's walking, and so she wants to be walking. And so I learned it's important to show up very early and give her time to walk around the airport before we get on the plane. I learned that she's not as likely to sleep because of the stimulation. She's just way more aware of everything going on, and she's excited by that. And I learned that she can now watch a show for, like, upwards of, like, 30, 40 minutes, which is pretty good compared to, yeah, she used to, like, not give a shit about screens and whatnot. So now, yeah, I turned on a show, and that was good. And then also, like, while we were there, I learned that it used to be just, like, put her in the wrap, and she would just do whatever we did, right? And I'm kind of like, let's do it all. I want to see it all, do it all. And this trip, thankfully, like, Claire's very pregnant, and she's got a 3-year-old, and Evie is 17 months and has opinions and gets tired and is done. And so because we stayed with them, we had this beautiful opportunity to, like, do one cool excursion or thing a day. And then we spent a lot of time just, like, hanging out and eating soup and just enjoying each other's company without feeling like we needed to do all the things. And I really appreciated that. So it was a good lesson for me in that, like, on these travels we're going to be doing, I don't have to fill the days in order for the days to feel full. And I mean full in, like, the best possible way. Like, they can still feel full and energetic, and we can see things and do things and just be present with people and each other. And it was pretty awesome. So shout out to Claire for having us. And it was just a really wonderful experience. And Evie, like, fell head over heels in love with Miles. I don't know, not romantically necessarily, but when they dropped us off at the airport and I pulled her out and I was like, say bye to Miles, she started crying and pointing at the car seat to get back in. And she did not want to leave. And it was so sweet. So we'll definitely be back to visit them again soon because those two are like peas in a pod. It was really fun to see. There was one moment I have to share the story because I was dying. We were sitting down in their lower area watching Daniel the Tiger, and Evie's sitting on the couch, and she's sitting next to Miles, and I see her, like, awkwardly looking at him, and she kept looking over and, like, kind of smiling. She turns to him and, like, gives him the most awkward climb on him embrace that I've ever seen in my life, like, going to and he like put his hands up and it was like kind of blocking her, but, like, didn't know what to do. And it was so funny. I was trying so hard because you, like, I didn't want to make it even more weird, so I was like dying, and she was trying to give him a hug, and he was like, I'm trying to watch Daniel Tiger. And it was so great. So much fun. So that was a really nice trip, a great chance to kind of get away, which, you know, we're trying to do more of, and also to connect with you know, it's so fun when online friends become real life friends and we can connect. Yes. And really, like, get to know. And they were so hospitable. Her husband is just the sweetest. And he, like, went and got wine and cheese in the middle of, like, a snowstorm. And it was just, and we watched Midnight in Paris, which, if you haven't seen, you guys, watch it. And we also watched some of Chef's Table. These are the things we did when the kids went down, is drink wine, eat cheese, mm-hmm. and watch great TV.
I love it.
So I recommend those too if you have not seen them.
Wait, is Midnight in Paris, is that with Owen Wilson?
Or... yes. And okay. It is, and Rachel McAdams.
Oh, I love her
and
so
she
much.
Plays the most incredible. Hi friends, Laura here with some exciting news. More Sigmatic has come on as a Modern Mamas podcast sponsor. We are so excited. If you've been following along with my Instagram stories, especially, you've seen that I use this stuff every single morning. The Lion's Mane Elixir is my absolute favorite. I add it to my boosted coffee for an extra boost of brain clarity, productivity, and focus that I genuinely did not experience until I started adding this in every day. They also make other elixirs like reishi for calming, cordyceps for an energy boost, and chaga for an immune boost. Along with those elixirs, they also have really cool blends. I love the Lion's Mane and coffee blend when I travel because I don't have to worry about getting my hands and lips on high quality coffee. I have it ready to go. All you need is hot water. You mix in the blend and you're set. They have caffeine-free options as well, like a chai latte and a turmeric latte for gut health and skin glow, and they have all kinds of incredible blends. I cannot recommend enough that you go check out their website, find whatever mushroom blend is going to fit with your lifestyle, and give it a try. The awesome folks at Four Sigmatic have offered our listeners, you guys are special, you get 15% off any order. If you go to foursigmatic.com/modernmamas or simply type in Modern Mamas, all lowercase, all one word at checkout, you get 15% off. Check it out, see what fits your life, and happy shrooming. Incredible bitch I've ever witnessed.
It's, really?
Oh my God, it's amazing. She does such a good job.
Oh my gosh. Well, she's one of her character in The Family Stone is really, really mean.
Oh, really? And I haven't seen that one. Okay.
You've never seen The Family Stone?
Nope.
Oh my
God. I'm going to write it down.
It's a Christmas. Well, now it's a Christmas tradition at our house, but like,
is it a Christmas movie?
It's set during Christmas.
Oh,
so
perfect.
It's kind of become this like Christmas movie for a lot of people, but you can watch it anytime.
Okay. I'm going to let Rusty know that we will be watching that this weekend.
Oh my God, please do. And report back.
Yes. Oh man. Great stuff, man. Life is good. It's like I said, days are very, it's crazy because now I don't have this 40-hour work week, but it's like the content and the thing, the work that I'm doing, I just feel so deeply passionate about that when I sit down and do it, it's like takes 100% of me. And so when I come out of a 3 to 4 hour stretch of working, I am like, oh my gosh, I need to totally reset, and I'm learning like what I can give and what I can't. And it's amazing how productive you can be in 4 hours of a day versus it doesn't need to be a 40-hour work week to give 40-hour work effort. You know what I mean? And it ebbs and flows. Like you said, Beauty Counter's been very busy this week. This month, a lot of mentoring. I had a social with one of my best friends last night and her whole team who are local, which was incredible. And then I've got another one tonight that I'm going to support a woman on my team. And it's just, it's full in the best possible way. So, and I'm trying to never say I'm busy because it's my choice. Like I can, if I need to pull back and be present, like this morning I woke up just feeling emotionally, mentally, physically exhausted. And so I did not get up and swing the kettlebell and make my coffee and go to a coffee shop. I laid in bed until Evie woke up, and then we had a slow morning and we walked to the park. We made brunch. She went down for a nap, and then I got to work, and that's fine to like ebb and flow like that is what I need to settle into versus, feeling like I constantly need to be going because I'm still kind of in that mindset. So just working through it. I go see my therapist next week. So I'm looking forward to that. Just talking through things with her and implementing, you know, practices to help me stay mindful and present. It's always so enlightening and powerful every time I go. And I feel like now more than ever, because that's the day before we go pick up the van that I go see her. So it's like, okay, the timing is right.
Yeah. Perfect timing.
Yeah. Ugh. So those are some of the things.
That's a lot of things.
That's a lot of things. Yeah, that was a chunk of this episode, pretty much half of it. So I these are the catch-up episodes. So I feel like people, from the feedback we've gotten, people like to hear the updates. And so we like to give them because, you know, it's fun to, I feel like we get to do processing on this episode, on these episodes as well.
Totally, 100%.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about some holiday stuff?
Let's do it.
Because we did our like holiday traditions episode last year and it got great feedback, and I love talking about this stuff. I love the holidays. I love traditions. I love creating new ones and celebrating old ones. So what have you done or what are you doing this year to celebrate? Do you have any new traditions? Are you continuing with any old ones?
So we got our tree already. And so our tradition is, there's not really like a tree farm here or like close to us. So fortunately we can't just like go jaunt out to the tree farm and like chop down our tree, which sounds so magical. And I know you guys do that, but we do pick out a real tree, in this place that we go to every year because Tim, my husband, is an Aggie, and the place is Aggie Run. So he's like, refuses to go anywhere else, even if it's closer. So we go, we picked out our tree this year. Our new house is a little bit lower ceiling, so it's kind of a smaller tree, but I love it. So we picked out the tree with the kids, which was really fun. That is definitely a tradition that we do. And this year they actually really got to like help decorate. And it was kind of like, it was that I had to really let go. It didn't really bother me, but it was like all of Camille's ornaments were in like one glob on the tree. So it was like, okay, like that's just the way it's going to go. And then I did rearrange them a little bit because I was like, okay, the dogs can eat all of these. And so I had to like redistribute a little bit. But one of the traditions that we've done since Bear's a baby and Camille is that every year they get a new ornament. And so this year they got to pick out their own. And it was really, really fun. Bear picked out a Harry Potter snitch ornament because he's really into Harry Potter right now, which is like my dream come true. And Cammy picked out a Hello Kitty ornament because she's into Hello Kitty. I don't know how.
So good.
I think they're on her pull-ups at daycare. Anyways, interesting times around our house. Oh, but so that was their ornaments of choice.
Okay.
That was fun. Let's see. A lot of the stuff we haven't gotten to do yet because as we get closer to Christmas, like we'll start doing a lot of it. But this year we budgeted some of our income to set aside so that the kids can go. We're going to take them actually this Saturday, take them to the store, and we're going to pick out presents for other kids and do like, it's not the Angel Tree, but it's a different organization that our church kind of works with. But I'm excited because I think they get it, and Bear's like really excited. And so we told him the other day, like, we're going to go to the store and we get to pick out toys for kids that like aren't going to have toys this year. We get to wrap them up and we get to give it to him. And he's like, okay, I'm so excited. Can we pick out Legos? Can we do this? I'm like, we can pick out whatever you want to pick out. So I think that's going to be a tradition for us.
I love that so much. That's so cool. Remember last year we talked about There's Certainly a Santa. They sent us the copies of the book. Yes. That kind of like talks about how they're like, once the kids start asking about Santa, then there's more just talking, you shift it. And it's like, now it's like, yeah, Santa exists, but it's more of the spirit of the holiday. Yes. And so we read that to Evie this year, but then we decided that'll be the last year we read it to her until she starts asking. But just right. Like kind of that, it's the spirit of giving. And I think that I just have goosebumps. That's so, such a cool tradition to start. And I might steal it from you.
No, totally. Please. I hope everyone steals it because yeah. I think it's so powerful. And it's also like we're having to have those conversations with Bear because he's like super excited about Christmas this year. He's 5 years old and he gets it. And he's like, I'm going to ask Santa for all this stuff. His list is like 20 pages long. Not really, but I mean, it's long. And so we had to have that conversation. Like you can ask for as much as you want. You truly can. But you know, Santa's probably not going to be able to bring all this stuff to you. And like trying to have that mindful approach to it. And, you know, of course we as parents have a little bit of control over what we purchase for him and what we ask friends and family. Cause we like, I think we've talked about this on the podcast before. Like I'm not really shy about telling people like we don't want junk. And I say that in the most loving way, mm-hmm. but like truthfully it's for Bear's own good. Like a lot of the stuff that he thinks he wants are like really plastic heavy, like toys with batteries and stuff. He literally plays with them for like 2 seconds and they're forgotten forever. It's like he could care less about them after a week of playing with it. So it's like the stuff that like seems less cool in the moment, but it's like more timeless, he goes back to over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyways, I sent out a newsletter a couple weeks ago with like a lot of ideas that we were thinking about doing for the kids. A lot of it was like experience based. Mm-hmm. A lot of it was like activity based. So like, you know, this year it's going to be like he asked for like a basketball hoop and a basketball. And like the kids are going to get one of those round swings that like hang from the tree that you can just like spin on. So, you know, that's what we're going to do. And of course, we can't 100% control what other people get them, but you know, we kind of told them what we were thinking and hopefully they kind of take to what we're saying, to heart. So
I love it.
And I think I'm mentioning that because I feel like that's kind of the way we want to go traditionally for most Christmases. You know, at least for now. I know as they get older, like things change. But what else? We started a new tradition. I have never seen the Polar Express, and my husband was like, oh my God, you have to see it. It's the best movie ever. And I'm like, okay, fine. So we rented it and we watched it as a family. We made hot chocolate. I know it sounds so cheesy, but those are the memories that like I want to create. So we watched the Polar Express and I bawled my eyes out. So have you seen the Polar Express?
Oh yeah. I want to watch that with Evie.
Oh my God. It's so good.
And the animation is cool too. Like, I feel like she would actually be pretty enamored with it.
Yeah, it's such a good movie. And like I said, I'd never seen it before, but we watched it. And it was really awesome. And then, let's see. I don't know exactly what our plans are for Christmas, but usually, historically speaking, we've stayed home. And so we will invite, like, anybody that wants to come over on Christmas morning, we'll host. Like, we usually do a brunch. We do something like an overnight breakfast bake or, like, overnight waffles and like make a big brunch, and everyone's welcome to come over and watch the kids open their presents and all that good stuff. But yeah, I think those are the major things.
I love it.
I'm sure as you talk, I'll be like, oh yeah, we do that too. But yeah, what are you guys doing?
Chime in. Let's see. What have we done so far? My favorite is the Thanksgiving weekend Christmas tree hunt, where we go up into like the Santa Cruz Mountains with family, and we get to cut down our tree, and it is just the most fun. But like, we're staying at my parents right now, so we just helped them pick. And then one of my best friends, Kelsey, and her husband came, and she was like 2 weeks out of having her baby, who, by the way, she had her baby yesterday, and I was like, she sent me a photo and told me, and I cried like 6 times yesterday. I'm just so emotionally invested in her and this child, and she had a little girl, and that it's just the most special thing ever. So in any case, that's really magical. So it was fun for her and her husband to come. Their family's all on the East Coast. So 2 Thanksgivings ago, they came and had Thanksgiving with my family as well. And so it was fun for them to be a part of that tradition as well. They've kind of become a part of our family, which is super special. And we make, we use leftovers and make we do like local sourdough and make Thanksgiving leftovers. And that is, for me, it's like that really kicks off the holiday for me, is that that weekend, that event. We always stop and get coffee, and then we picnic up there and we cut the tree, and then we come home and we decorate. And kind of similar, where like Evie got to help a little bit. She understood the concept until she didn't realize that you're not supposed to then take it back off. So we saved like all the less fragile ornaments for the bottom of the tree. And so she'd go and she'd put it on and like be super proud of herself. And then she'd go pick up another one and come back to the tree and like take the other one off and then put that one on. But it was very sweet to watch her like toddling back and forth between the box of ornaments and the tree and putting them on and taking them off, and just like so beside herself. And then Christmas music on, and she's like all of a sudden just dancing. It's her favorite thing in the whole world. So she'd be like dancing in between, and it's just, she's literally melting my heart. It's more fun every single day. So that's really cool. The whole holiday thus far has been even more fun because of her. And now she's like, she was 6 months last year, and now she's almost a year and a half, and just totally, it's all very real to her. And I know, I imagine it's just going to keep getting more and more fun, but so that's been great. So that holiday was really fun. And then Rusty and I, that night, actually, my parents had a party. So we got the whole house and we made ourselves a little holiday dinner, just Evie, Rusty and I, and we watched, what movie did we have on? I forget which Christmas movie. Oh, we had Charlie Brown Christmas on, and that was so magic. Good. And then, so this coming weekend, there's this light show it's not a light show, it's a street in San Carlos up near where my parents live. And like 4 years ago, when Rusty and I were newly married, we went and checked this. We went and had a nice dinner and then walked the street because they closed it down at night. And it was magic. Like, I've never seen so many lights before. So our plan is on Sunday to do like farmer's market here. And then we're going to have like a slow day watching football, probably like making soup or chili. And then we're going to go out, drive there and watch and walk the street and see the lights. So I'm really excited about that. And then, so that's one. We always try to every year, like go find beautiful lights somewhere and see them. So I'm excited about that. And then Rusty and I, another tradition that we kind of did for the first time in 9 years, actually. So one of our traditions is always to watch The Christmas Carol, the Jim Carrey one, because our very first kiss and our very first movie date was going to see that movie 9 years ago. And so he picked me up. We walked to the movie theater when we were down in San Luis Obispo. And in the middle of the movie, he put his hand on my leg. And like, I remember, I still feel the butterflies from that moment. Like, it's so vivid. And so, and then he walked me back to my house and he kissed me at the door. It was like, we always say it was 50-50. And I was like on cloud 9. And so every year we watch that movie and it's very special for us. And so this year we were like, we hadn't had a date alone in so long because things have been so crazy. So my mom watched Evie and we went and saw a matinee of The Grinch, the new Grinch, because we figured we need to see a Christmas movie because it's like, that's our thing. And so it was so sweet. And the movie theater was so nice. We got to lounge back and then we went and had a glass of wine and got this like seafood boil. It was like a tomato chicken broth with like all these mussels and clams and sausage. And it was so good. So that was lovely. And then the big ones coming up are just the, we host quote unquote Christmas Eve every year. So we're actually going to host at my parents and we do tomato soup and grilled cheese, which both are on my blog. And then we'll do Christmas Eve at my parents. We'll wake up the next morning, do Christmas morning and then brunch. And then we're actually loading up the van and we're going to go. Our new thing is we always want either Christmas Eve, Christmas morning or Christmas night. One of those has to be just our nuclear family. That's like a big hard and fast for us. So this year, because of the van situation, we've chosen Christmas dinner. So I think I'm either going to make like a cioppino or a chili. And we're going to take it out to the campsite and just have like a night, just us. And then the adventure begins. So that's kind of the big ones, I think, this year. You know, we're falling into a rhythm. We got little battery-powered lights for the van once we get it, and I think we're going to get some stockings. But in terms of the gifting, our plan moving forward as a family is we just do each other's stockings. So stockings get done, and then an experience. So for Evie, we'll like her stocking will be full. This year we did get her, I have to say. Rusty's obsessed with Harry Potter, and I'm really into it too. And we found a what's it called? The kinds of books with photos, with pictures.
A book picture with book?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's. I feel like it has a name, and it's totally gone. In any case, an illustrated version of the first three Harry Potter books. So we got her that when we were up in Sebastopol. So who knows how it's gonna fall? But we know that gifts have to be very intentional because of space, right? And my parents understand that now. And like moving into the van has been like the big reality check for everybody, where okay, if you get her things, they're gonna have to be at your house. So I think it's more like, do you want this thing in your home? Then sure, you can buy it, but it's got to stay here. And that just makes and I'm hoping that sticks moving forward, that now people understand that like the gifts you give the kids now, it become mom and dad's problem that's kind of insensitive, but you know what I mean? Like it becomes a thing in their home. And so so my mom was like very intentional and she's getting Evie like base layers for wool base layers for our trip to the Pacific Northwest. So things that are like necessary.
Yeah.
And then always an experience, which we haven't quite decided what that's going to be yet this year, but we'll do stockings, maybe like a book or one gift. I know you had talked about like every year, was it you that said this? Every year you do a new wrapped book under the tree until you get to 25?
Yes, we do. We kind of have an overabundance of Christmas books now, but the premise was like a new Christmas book every year.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you can open it like we open ours. We don't do it under the tree. Like I give it to him like halfway through the December so we can like read it.
Okay.
Actually.
That's fine.
And we do jammies. We do jammies.
Yes. Us too.
Which I forgot to mention.
Yeah. The jammy tradition. Yeah. That's so fun. I got hers already this year. Like the Burt's Bees, you know, as long as she'll let me. Yeah.
I know.
Like, I feel like that's most of what we do. Christmas is magic. And I love it, the whole season. I love really good. We starting Thanksgiving night, the only thing that's on our radio and Pandora and is Christmas music. So we're like, we're full in. We love it.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a magic to it. And we love singing and dancing and just getting into the spirit because it's such a happy time. But I also understand that it's not a happy time for everybody. So I am sensitive to that. But for, you know, we just embrace it and try and not focus on the things and more focus on the spirit of the holiday. That's kind of our jam. So
that's amazing. I love it so much.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Absolutely. Holiday stuff. And also we wanted to take a moment on that note, like thinking of the holidays. I feel like part of the reason why this year is so special is just because our community, I feel like the things that we have to be grateful for are just so immense. It's almost hard to put into words. Like this, we're thinking about back to, you know, we didn't really do a Thanksgiving special or anything, but I do think it's important that we acknowledge our gratitude for all of you and the listeners, the community, the camaraderie, the solidarity, the support. I mean, it's been absolutely unreal and it's made this year has been the best of my life. And I am so excited to see what's going to come. And I think so much of that is honestly because of you, Jess, and the podcast and our people and being a mom and finding this new community that's just so powerful and empowering at the same time. It's very, very cool. So You guys are our greatest gift.
It's amazing. You said like this has been your best year yet. It's been my best year yet too. And I just like, it's going to be so interesting to see what 2019 brings, because I feel like it's going to be so hard to top it, but I know it's going to be better and different. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's crazy to think about. And I started thinking about, you know, like I have a word like for every year. Mm-hmm. And last year my word was like consistency, essentially. And I don't know, like I've been reflecting on that and thinking, I don't even know what next year, like the word will be. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's going to be, maybe it's, I don't know. Why I'm talking about this. Yeah. We're supposed to save that probably for the new year.
Yeah. But it's going to get the ball rolling. Cause now you just reminded me, I have two words that came to mind already, which maybe should I save them? I don't know. It was like off the cusp. Maybe I'll save them and reflect on them a little bit more. And we can do a whole episode on a new year reflection and looking forward and all the things that we see for this podcast in the next year. Yes. We've gotten a lot of good feedback about the box. So I'm really excited about that and more meetups, more in person. I think a big thing for me is just connecting. I want 2019. Mm-hmm. I want to meet people and hug people and eat people's food and not eat their food, eat food with people and drink wine with people. And I'm going to take your shower. I'm going to take your food. I'm going to do laundry. I'm just kidding. I just want to connect. Like I want to touch people and be I want authenticity and connection. And I just said my words because I couldn't help myself. and I'm really excited for all that this year is going to bring in like my entrepreneur, like the work world and but also in the like community, and just trying to do my small thing and hope that it kind of grows and so many feelings.
It's going to, it's going to, because we just keep showing up and we keep,
that's a good point.
Creating a space. Like, I don't know. It's going to be great.
Yeah. It is. And I've got you and I get to squeeze you in a month and I am so excited. So good.
So soon.
So we're at 45 minutes. Do you have anything else to say about the holidays in general?
I don't think so. I think I've got it all out of my system.
No, we had a question. Do we want to save that and wrap?
I kind of want to save it.
Yeah. I feel like we could dive in. I'd love to talk. It's about like boobs and nursing and all the things. And I feel like we could really dive into some good stuff there because there's a lot that goes on around nursing and pumping and weaning and all of it.
We haven't done a nursing episode, full on nursing episode.
And it's funny because we kind of we pushed it back a little bit. And I think because I was in like the heat of it. And I think on some level I wanted to be more through the heat so that I had some time to reflect. And I do. I feel like I am there now and like having night weaned and still like we have a great nursing relationship and there's emotions tied up about that. And like, you know, I still don't have a cycle. I might have a cycle. I don't have a period. And so I know those two things are intertwined. And then I start thinking about like second baby. And so there's so much that goes into nursing that is not just about the milk that flows from the nipple into the baby's mouth.
Right.
It's so much more intricate than that. Especially when we start talking about like pumping at work and it's an amazingly powerful, hard, incredible conversation that I think we should save a whole episode for.
Yes.
So
I think that's a good decision.
Cool.
I could like off the cuff throw off some stuff, but I would rather dive into it and give some really thoughtful response.
I agree. So we'll save that. And if you guys in the meantime have any boob, breast, nursing, milk, feeding, weaning centered questions, send them to us and we'll tackle all of those types of questions in one episode. Cause I know I've gotten some on Instagram and then some through email. And so if we could compile them all and just do a whole episode, I think that would be really incredible. So thanks for asking those and opening up to us guys and, trusting us with your questions. Cause it means a lot.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Well, I feel like that's a wrap. That was a solid episode. Thank you I know life's crazy, so I'm glad. I'm pumped that we got this in and we'll have another catch up before the end of the year for sure. And guys, if you want to reach out to us, you can through our email, the Modern Mamas.
No, I just did that. The same thing in the last episode. I was like, the Modern Mamas Pod? I was like, wait.
No, there's no the. It's just Modern Mamas podcast at gmail.com. Woo. You can find me at laura.holdthespace. No. Did I mention I was mentally and emotionally exhausted this morning? Laura.radicalroots and soon to be the mama mentality as well. And Jess at Jess.holdthespace. And that is a wrap. please subscribe, rate, review. We love you guys. We're grateful for you. Happy, happy holidays. Sending love to all of you during this time.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. All right, friends. We will talk to you very soon. Thanks for being here. You mean the world to us. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mom, I don't know what to say.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. See you next time.